This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills. It was the best of years for about a month, and then it became the worst of years. Nevertheless, it's about to be over. It's on its way out, and I, for one, am ready to be done with it. My mother would have called my hankering for 2020 to be behind us as wishing my life away. It's not that, really. It was just awful. It just stumbled along ferrying that grim reaper from place to random place, scythe swinging, mowing down our oldest, our youngest, our best, without mercy or justice, lopping us off like saplings before the brush hog, and giving us all too many opportunities to show our worst side. And then to throw an election into the mix. What a mess. And what a blow to our national and personal psyches. In a way, it came to remind me of a year far in the past, in 1989, when the Loma Prieta earthquake struck, devastating the town of Santa Cruz and the city of San Francisco, interrupting the World Series baseball game and putting on display every structural flaw, and there were many, in the whole East Bay freeway system. Years before that, in the late 1950s, I was witness to the construction of that giant labyrinth. It was the year we arrived in the Bay Area, my dad looking for a job, me in the summer before the seventh grade, and my aunt and uncle settled in north of us, near Sacramento. Every Friday, we would pile into the car with toothbrush and a change of clothes and drive up to spend the weekend with them, soothing our homesickness by gathering before the TV together on Saturday night to watch the Ozark Jubilee. Along the way, going and coming, we drove by that freeway system. And every time, my dad would say, they better hope an earthquake never hits that thing because it will never stand. And then he would explain that the builders were not connecting the vertical rebar in the piers, holding it up, to the horizontal spans in between. They were just counting on gravity to hold the two together. Can you imagine what would happen if something were to give that whole thing a big shove sideways, he said. It would come down like a pancake. Hope it happens in the middle of the night when there's nobody on it. Well, it took 30-something years, but that's just what happened, except it happened at rush hour and took a lot of folks with it. As I watched the TV news, his words came back to me. What has that to do with the pandemic of 2020? Well, at the time of the quake, I read everything I could get about it because I'd lived out there for a decade and had friends who suffered through it. And among those accounts was one by Stuart Brand, who described being in San Francisco when the earthquake hit in North Beach, where a large apartment building had collapsed. He parked his car and ran to help, realizing halfway there that not only was he dressed in shorts and sandals, but that in the trunk of his car were heavy jeans, hiking boots, and tools. He realized then, he said, that he was in shock, and so was everyone else. Aid workers are trained to deal with people in shock, he said, but in this situation, everyone was in shock. The doctors, the firefighters, the police, everyone who could be counted on to help was prone to the same irrationality, the same paralysis, the same incapacity as those they were trying to rescue. Our response to the events of the 2020 pandemic bears those same marks, the same fear and despair, the same confusion, the same inability to respond rationally to situations we normally would know what to do about. The caregivers are more frightened than we are because they're seeing it up close. They know how bad it is. And it's too late to tell that person on a ventilator that they should have worn a mask or should have stayed home or that the 250,000 people dead were not killed by a hoax. Too late for anything that should have been done. We were already too scared, already in shock, all of us. Rationality was out the door. So while we're saying goodbye and good riddance to 2020, it might be good for us to stop, breathe, and step back into the holiday spirit, the one just passed and the several to come, all clustered around the winter solstice. Bring out and dust off the memories of more golden days, those that have sustained us in other troubled times, and search the months past for what was good, even in isolation. For me, it was the long stints of uninterrupted time to finish or further writing projects that had long awaited my attention, the quiet time that let me conjure up wedding songs and front porch songs and the simple elegance of hands in dirt, head in clouds. So much abundance to be thankful for in the gift of solitude. Against that, the harder parts are welcome to fade into the dustbins of history. They won't be missed. And as for the future, may the vaccines be distributed quickly and may they be as effective as hoped. And may we all, some morning soon, crawl out of our caves of isolation and start distributing some well-earned hugs and pats on the back. And if we've crossed with one another in our fear and anxiety in the past months, may we remember that we were, like it or not, all in it together, right down to the last unkind thought or irrational impulse. It happened to all of us, and it's up to us to help heal each other. This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills. Be kind, how about it?
Of the rich, deep current of life always running through these Ozark Hills.